ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatul Sajjadiyya. We have been discussing the seventh supplication of this prayer manual, and that is on Imam Sajjad alayhi salam's dua during incidents of sorrow, painful occasions, and intense grief. And we just began discussing verse number 9 of this beautiful supplication, where Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, وَلَا تَشْغَلْنِي بِالْإِهْتِمَامِ عن تعاهد فروضك واستعمال سنتك. Do not preoccupy me through worry from observing your obligations and acting according to your traditions. Now, this is something very important that we just began discussing about, that sometimes such instances and calamities come about in a person's life which hampers him from doing his obligations, whether these obligations concern his individual life or social life or physical life or spiritual life. You find one of these dimensions is constrained, the person is in problems, and because of that, it hampers him from performing the obligatory actions which are good for his own sake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated all these beautiful actions and made them obligatory for the perfection of the human being. And therefore the human being must understand that if anything has been made obligatory, it is because of the person's good. It is not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gaining in any way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghaniyun anil alameen. He is self-sufficient. He doesn't need any person whatsoever.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatul Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
a person should understand that the obligatory actions that has been legislated and has been communicated to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alih and has been taught by the imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, these obligatory actions are for the perfection and emancipation of the human being himself, and therefore recitation of prayers, for example, sometimes a person thinks, why
we have to recite 8 rak'ahs at Zohar time when, you know, we are tired and we would like to refresh ourselves and so on. Why should we, you know, try to pray at that time? All this is out of wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows what times, what should be done for the human being. And that is why he has legislated. Now, it so happens sometimes, and this is a very difficult situation. You find the person is in calamity because of material things, but that hampers him from the obligatory actions. And that is a very despicable state. That means that the person, even in trouble, in times of problems, he is forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, he finds himself extremely poor and he has lost so much of his property. And because of that, he does not pray, for example, for some time. And then when he regains a good position, he says, now I'm going to pray. Now, this actually hampered him from the obligations. Sometimes it is not that. Sometimes there are other things which don't concern a person's wealth or economic situation. There are situations whereby a person deals with other people socially. Or you find that his spiritual state is in such a way that it hampers him from the obligation, spiritual downfall of a person, you know. And because of that spiritual downfall, he does not even care to perform the obligatory actions. And the worst thing in this case is when a person has that spiritual downfall, yet he does not feel the spiritual downfall. And that is a very, very difficult situation for a person. Although he does not feel it, but the person who knows about it would really know that this person is stooping very low. He is plummeting instead of soaring to a higher level of perfection.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So here when we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are saying, do not preoccupy me through worry. Bil ihtimami an ta'ahudi furudika wasti'amali sunnatik. Two things have been mentioned. One is ta'ahudi furudik. That means we have to always be steadfast in adhering to the obligations and acting according to the sunnah and the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, a very important point that is worthy of reflection is that the obligatory deeds have a very pivotal role in a person getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to a hadith narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alih, and this is a sacred tradition, hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reported to have said that my servant does not get closer to me as much as he does so through obligatory deeds. So through obligatory deeds, you become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You become, you know, you get a very high level of proximity. And that is known as, actually, the scholars of Irfan talk about it in the jargon of Qurbul Fara'id, proximity through obligatory deeds. And therefore, we must take care of our obligatory deeds. Why? Because it has been made compulsory on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not out of our volition. Like when it comes to nawafil and the supererogatory deeds, it is we who are, you know, wanting to progress, and therefore we in our volition choose to perform these supererogatory acts. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has legislated it, but has not made it compulsory. But with regard to the obligatory deeds, he has made it compulsory. And so that actually makes a person go higher to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has a sublime and subtle meaning, which due to the brevity and due to the limitation of the time, we cannot talk about. Insha'Allah, we will continue with our discussion in our next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را، هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را، یا سجاد.